This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, the week is just starting. Aren't you excited about it? And it is an Easter week, Chris, so put a smile on your face. We have Medal of Honor Monday coming up 1 hour from now. We are going to talk a little bit about fraud. Democrats coming out there with some plans, if you will, for 2028 in election strategy. What might they do after they win? It's always important to check in with the stakes of the game. Lindsey Graham is down there in Disney World. We might invade Karg Island in Iran. There is an eye-popping study about Americans versus foreigners and the outcomes after getting a college degree. All that and so much more, plus emails on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, before I go into the fraud stuff, I think I need to say something that you probably already know about me and how I feel about things. But I think it's important for me to explain where I'm coming from. And this is going to apply not just to tonight. On virtually every issue, this is where I'm coming from. Here is why I get passionate about what I get passionate about, why I don't care about some things, why I do care about some things, why I get really mad about this, why the other stuff doesn't bother me. Here's the reality of it. I am an American, 100%. I care about America almost exclusively. I understand there are many different people, and maybe you're one of these people with many different cares and concerns for other places around the globe. And this is not me telling you that you are wrong. Not at all. Maybe you come from one of those places originally, you have family there, you just have a passion for it. You've always loved France and want the best for France. Good, fine. That's not me telling you are wrong at all. I am explaining me and where I come from. I care about America, and I care about Americans. Americans are my people. I'm talking about American citizens. That's who I give a crap about. Maybe this makes me a bad person. I never wake up in the morning. I know I have the last name Kelly. That's an Irish name. Clearly, somewhere down the line, we came from Ireland. Not one time in my life have I ever woke up in the morning and got passionate about a story from Ireland, ever. Not good, not bad, don't care, not my people. I'm an American. Now, that translates into this. My background, as you well know, I come from a construction family. That's what my dad did. That's what his dad did. Born in the Ohio Valley, we moved to Montana. That's what my family did. That's how I grew up. I grew up working odd jobs. When I was 16 years old, I started working construction. Those are the people I knew. Those are the friends I had. That was what I did for a living, in the ditch, working people. I remember what it was like. What it was like even as a kid, hoping for overtime. Oh, I don't just want 40 hours, man. 45 hours. That makes a big difference in my paycheck. And I'm working with men, grown men, who had families at the time. And I remember how passionate they were about it. And I would talk to them. You know, you're sitting there on a lunch break eating a Quiznos sub. Quiznos was underrated, by the way, that chicken carbonara. It was good. Anyway, eating a Quiznos sub under a tree. And they're talking about how important it is they get to 50 hours that week. They have to have that time and a half. They have to have that overtime pay to try to make ends meet. That is how I grew up. That is my background. That's how I grew up. So my care is not only for Americans. My care is for people that have to bust their butts to make ends meet. I have been without a paycheck. I have had a frozen pizza as my only Christmas gift one year. Not trying to poor mouth. We were not in poverty. My parents always provided, worked very hard. But that is my background. Those are the Americans I am extremely passionate about. Everything I say and get passionate about usually stems from that. Remember during COVID? Remember when I freaked out against the idea of shutting down the economy? Do you actually remember the why? It wasn't about the spread of the virus or not spread of the virus or how deadly it was. It wasn't that because I didn't know. What am I? I don't know anything about that crap. I don't pretend to know viruses. I didn't pretend to know any of that. What was I screaming about at the time? My thing that made me furious and still makes me angry to this day was it was a bunch of rich people on the left and the right telling the guy who has to have 50 hours this week, stay home. Just stay home. Hey, well, it's just 2 weeks. I remember being floored by that. Just 2 weeks? Brother, I can't go 2 weeks without a paycheck. I can't pay my bills. What do you mean just 2 weeks? And every one of them were politicians or rich people or people in my business now, what I do for a living, media. I never missed a paycheck. People who do what I do for a living who don't have to go out there and work an hourly job, so they never missed a paycheck. It was all people like that. Just stay home. Why can't you just stay home? It made me furious. I can't just close my business. I have a small business. I don't. I'm speaking for you. I have a small business. We have a small family diner. I can't just close the doors for 2 weeks or I can't make payroll. I can't make rent. The small business, I'm going to go belly up. I can't just stay home. Drove me crazy. So the things I get passionate about, as you can tell, are from that perspective. Working people, the people listening right now, maybe that's you. You're sitting on a forklift. You're in your kitchen washing dishes in your small diner. Your wife had to go back to work to try to pay the credit card bills. You're looking at $1,000 every 2 weeks for a grocery bill because you got 4 kids. And those are the people that I am concerned about. I do not give a crap about the other places on the planet. I don't care about media people and media gossip and who's arguing with who about this stupid thing. None of that means anything to me at all. I care about working people. And I'm already passionate about theft, as you know. It's a big thing for me. One of my big pet peeves in life. Not that anybody loves thieves or thievery, but I hate it with a visceral, visceral hatred. I have always hated it. I hate it. And so that there are so many working people who've watched their standard of living disappear in the last 5 years because of COVID and the government restrictions and then the printing of money. Maybe this is you. You've watched your standard of living degrade. At the same time, it's coming to the forefront more and more just how many people, foreign and domestic, have access to the U.S. Treasury, and it drives me up the wall. Not just legal access, illegal access. I'm not just talking about fraudsters. I'm talking about things that are in the bill. I'm talking about all the people, Americans and foreigners, who every single day get to walk into that gigantic imaginary treasury that's full of your money. The government took your money and it's sitting in a big treasury, and I'm watching every single day a new story come out about a piece of pork in legislation or a fraudster or something. Yet another person gets to wake up in the morning while you're trying to pay the bills and stroll into the treasury and grab your money and walk out of the treasury with it. And it makes me want to kill somebody. I'll be honest with you. It makes me violent with rage. That's how much it angers me. This story here, no one's even talking about it. Democrat Rep. Sheila Cherfilus McCormick, of course, it's a hyphenated last name, what a surprise, guilty of violating 25 House rules, the ethics panel finds. What'd she do? Use COVID-19 emergency funds to the tune of, looks like, $5 million and funneled them into her election campaign. Not going to make big news. $5 million, to be honest, when it comes to our budget, our treasury in this country, what's $5 million? It's nothing. I'm furious about it. These dirt balls are in Congress. These dirt balls are Americans, some elected, some not. These dirt balls are foreigners, sometimes in foreign countries, sometimes not. I can't stand it that we have so many thieving scumbags who have access to our treasury while you can't pay the bills. I hate it. I wanted to explain that because it's going to explain to you a lot of where I come from on virtually every story. You've heard me ranting about it when it comes to Iran. It's not pro, against, again, I love it, I hate it. It's not that. How does this help the American? It doesn't? Then I don't care. That's what I want to know. Everything I look at it through that lens. I wanted to explain that before we go off on a few fraud things. Not all bad, by the way. We're digging some of this out. Some good. We'll do some good, talk about these things, and much more on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show tonight. Before we do that, gird your loins. Get some chalk in your veins. Whether you are a man or a woman, old or young, we have to have energy for the times ahead. Not energy that comes through yet another energy drink poured into a cup of coffee that has you running to the toilet. I'm talking about good, natural energy that comes from natural herbal supplements. I'm talking about chalk. The hardcore anti-communists at Chalk are fighting against all the synthetic estrogens, natural estrogens, just estrogen everywhere in the freaking water. It's in the plastics. We drink it. Our T levels are evaporating and we wonder why we're too soft and weak to fight back against the communist filth in this country. C-H-O-Q. Natural herbal supplements. Me personally, I take a male vitality stack every day. They have stuff for women. They have stuff for old, young, whatever you're looking for. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a manic Monday. That's a song. That's a good, what? It's a great 80s song. It was before your time, sir. It's a manic Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday coming up 45 minutes from now. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Just how many thieving dirtballs do we have in this country? Here's the Treasury Secretary. Listen to the reward thereof.
I don't know, Joe, but it's very exciting. I think it's going to be a great way to ferret out waste, fraud, and abuse, starting in Minneapolis, which has been ground zero. So we are encouraging whistleblowers who know about fraud, people who are stealing from the American taxpayer, to come forward. At Treasury, we're setting up a website, and we will be giving rewards up to 10 to 30% of the fines that we levy.
Rewards of up to 30% of the fines we levy? Do you know how much fraud they think they're going to find if they're going to hand out a 30% cut to you when you find it? Listen to this. It's a headline from Breitbart. Exclusive USDA, that's Department of Agriculture, Secretary Brooke Rollins reveals the number of SNAP program fraud and arrest cases. Now, I'll read you this little tidbit here. Republican states have complied with Rollins' fraud-busting project. Now, let me pause for a second. That's half the states. Only Republican states have complied, pretty much. Now, keep this in mind. Not only is that half the states, but it doesn't exactly take a genius to figure out the problem is infinitely worse in Democrat states than it is in Republican states because Democrats are the party of fraud. Now, I'll go back to reading it. Republican states have complied with Rollins' fraud-busting project, allowing the Doge squad and other USDA employees to find around 500,000 people collecting two or more SNAP benefits and almost 200,000 dead people still collecting benefits. Rollins said before revealing that the USDA's investigations have led to around 1,500 arrests and 125 convictions so far. So pause before you scream that no one's doing anything and nothing's happening. They are digging into this stuff. They are making arrests. They are doing prosecutions. But in Republican-only states, they've already found 500,000. What do you think they're going to find in California? What do you think they're going to find as they dig through blue state after blue state? And this, again, is the stuff that drives me crazy. And this is only one aspect of the fraud. This is just the SNAP benefits part of the fraud. While Americans can't pay the power bill, while Americans can't afford health insurance, we have allowed the pillaging of the U.S. Treasury in this country, and it drives me up the wall. J.D. Vance is out there talking about Ilhan Omar right now. And he gave some interview, and he's talking about, yeah, we have to, he thinks she did commit immigration fraud, but the larger story is honestly more staggering. It's more than just your hatred or my hatred of Ilhan Omar. She comes from a communist family. Her father was a communist in the army over there in Somalia. They then, because American politicians, Republican and Democrat, are suicidal and pathetic, brought this scumbag family over to the United States of America. And then, of course, they lie about everything. Soon, you've got your brother, your cousin, who happen to be married to each other because they're Somali. Anyway, we're not going to go into the details on that. Soon, we have legions and legions of Somalis over here in the United States of America, the overwhelming majority of them having been brought here from the worst country on planet Earth, get here, and they begin pillaging the United States taxpayer over and over and over again. And then Democrat politicians get up and give speeches like this. This is the governor of Minnesota.
A special thank you and a special acknowledgement that we will never leave the side of our Somali Minnesotans. Here's our pledge to you. Our Somali Minnesotans, your great-grandchildren will still be here when that orange clown is in the dustbin of history. You will be here.
And you know what's sad? He's not wrong. Because all their children will be American citizens, and their children after them, and their children after them, and their children after them. 50,000 becomes 100,000, becomes 500,000, becomes 5 million one day. And soon American politicians, Democrat or Republican, have to extend a special privilege to the, quote, Somali American community. If you don't think I'm being accurate about that, go ahead and look at something, I kid you not, it exists, called the Somali Chamber of Commerce. You know how I know it exists? Because they just got behind Vivek Rams blah, blah, blah in Ohio. We have massively imported foreigners. We hook them up to the public dole while your kid can't find a job after graduating college, sitting there in your basement, eating your groceries that you can't afford anymore, but the Somalis are sitting in an apartment complex voting Democrat in block and receiving checks of your money every month. I'm mad. I'm very mad. We'll continue. Hang on.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Jewish producer Chris asked me if I had not eaten because he thinks I'm in a sour mood. I have to explain that I probably am in a little bit of a sour mood. Let me just bare my soul to you here. Some of this is personal. Some of it is more political. So here it is. I'm just laying it out for you. And then I'm actually going to go to some emails because I want to get off of this. I don't want to be in a sour mood. Here it is. First, personal. This doesn't apply to you. Remember I told you last week, James, my oldest, had been sick. And on Friday, about the time I was rounding out the show, I felt like I was getting a little sick. Of course, I get home that night. It hits me. I'm sick. That night, it hits me. Not deathbed sick. I'm fine. Don't get me wrong. But what it did was wipe me out for the weekend. And I was just laying around all weekend, and I hate that. You know I hate that. I can't do that. I can't do that. I need to do something, right? So that had me in a sour mood. Now, what do you do when you lay around? This is part of the reason I hate it. What do I tell you every Friday at the end of the show? Every Friday, what do I say? Put the phone down. Is that not what I say? Put the phone down. Well, guess who's a moron who didn't take his own advice? I'm not doing anything. I'm sitting at home. And not only that, I'm sick, so I can't hang with Aub and the boys. I've been basically quarantined in the house, but I got my phone. And there I am. The last 48 hours, there I am, scrolling through this story, that story, that story. And I'm worried, to be honest with you. I'm very worried about, you know, I personalize this stuff. I'm very, very passionate about my country. I would die for it. I am very worried about the direction we're going. I believe if we can't get things turned around economically, not only are you going to continue to suffer, I believe that we are potentially heading for a communist rule in this country. That will bring about horrors beyond your or my comprehension. They will do things that even I haven't thought of yet, that you haven't thought of yet, because they're demonic people. And I believe we are heading that way, and I'm concerned about it. So there, I'm in a terrible mood. I'm admitting it to you right now. I'm in an absolute terrible mood. I tried to lie about it. There, I just bared it out. So what, Chris? You asked. I ate. This is not Hangry Jesse. This is me baring my soul. I was honest about it. I spent too much time on my phone. I got way deep into a black hole. Let's do some emails. Jesse, I was in Los Angeles this past weekend for an event, and I stayed downtown. It got me thinking about how you say it's important to get to red states. My question is, why are we ceding land in our country to these subhumans? It does seem clear that any effort by the Trump administration to save these cities and states has halted, although I still believe martial law and mass arrests of communists and illegal aliens by the U.S. military could clean up a place like L.A. in a matter of weeks. If Trump would not take the challenge, so on and so forth. What do you think? Okay, so listen. He touches on a few different things that kind of, or she, I guess I don't know who wrote this, but that we can jump off of here. First of all, decline is a choice. You know another thing? You know what? Here's another thing. Just popped into my head. Another thing that contributed to my mood was actually something along these lines. You know that guy, Bukele, but I don't know how to say his name. It's Mexican. The guy from El Salvador. The guy who took over El Salvador when it was the murder capital, really, of the world. And what did he do? Well, they had to get rid of a bunch of judges. Not that this sounds familiar or anything, but they had communist judges keeping criminals on the streets. They impeached all the judges, got rid of them. And then he simply deployed what amounts to be the military to go out and just start arresting every criminal. They grabbed every criminal and they have them locked in basically a dungeon down there. They threw criminals in dungeons in there. But then they went a step further. The ones that could even a little bit be out in public, they forced them to go out en masse, like an army, like a workers' party, and clean up the country. All the trash, all the filth, all the everything. Well, over the weekend, again, too much time on my phone, I started looking at his social media posts. I was actually on Twitter. It's called X now. I was on X. I was looking at his social media posts. And he was doing a lot of before and after posting. This is what this street looked like before. This is what it looks like now. And before, it would be, you could go look yourself if you'd like. It's on all his social media. But before would be this disgusting, dirty shanty town that you wouldn't go through unless you were in an armored car. Now it's sparkling. You would walk down that street with your wife in the at midnight. It's sparkling. It's gorgeous. It's clean. It looks like paradise. He would show the front of a building, decrepit, dirty, filthy, overgrown. Now, shiny, brand new. I think there was like a gold-plated Starbucks on it or something like that. And as I'm looking at these, I actually thought back to my most recent time in Los Angeles, last time I was in Chicago, last time I was in New York City, which you know I love. And I thought back to all the filth and decay and disgusting crap I saw. And it brought home to me that this is all being done to us. This is a choice that has been made by disgusting Democrats in this country. That Democrats have taken over our cities, and our cities are so cool, or could be. They could be so amazing. Imagine this. Imagine that you could take your family, if you have a family, young kids, and go safely walk at 10 o'clock at night in any part of Los Angeles. Imagine that. Seems ridiculous, doesn't it? Well, no, you better be careful. Well, you can't go to that part of town. Whoop! You better avoid there, or you can't. No. Go to El Salvador. Go to Tokyo. There are places across the globe where cities are safe places. You know why they aren't here? Because these are the animals in charge of the cities in the United States of America.
What's your message for the community?
This is Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson.
What's your message for the community here?
Well, it's pretty straightforward. We have to end the assaults against working people. We have to end the assaults against immigrants.
This is after a young 18-year-old girl was butchered by an animal from Venezuela who should have been thrown off a cliff a long time ago. Now the mayor of Chicago will get up and lovingly talk about those poor immigrants. As Somalis pillage the United States taxpayer, commit unending crime, auto theft, run-of-the-mill fraud, here's the governor of Minnesota.
A special thank you and a special acknowledgement that we will never leave the side of our Somali Minnesotans.
What's being done to this country is a choice made by Democrats and spineless Republicans. It doesn't have to be this way. We convince ourselves that this rot and this decay is inevitable. That's just the way it is. That's how big cities are. All big cities are like that. No, they're not. El Salvador turned theirs around on a dime. They stopped with this namby-pamby crap. They went and grabbed the subhumans, threw them in a dungeon, and now you and your family can go enjoy lovely El Salvador completely safe from harm. This is a choice, and it angers me greatly that the country I love has made this choice. And it does concern me about what we might have to do in the future to get that kind of country. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing Monday. 10 minutes from now, we have Medal of Honor Monday. So a Jewish producer, Chris, sprinkled in a little hope during the break. So I realized I was getting a little dark. And I'm gonna read you an email that's bad, but I'll... there's hope tacked onto the end of it, all right? This guy says, quality Learing Center graduate. I took your advice about getting involved and attended my first Republican Party precinct county convention. I witnessed firsthand how Lady G, that'd be Lindsey Graham, and the rest of the Vichy Republicans get elected. I live in a blood red Texas county. Trump received 76% of the vote last election. But of the 40 precincts in the county, 9 precincts had 1 person show up and 4 precincts had 0 people attend. Regardless, I made some connections and offered to volunteer. So progress. Good for you, brother. My ask to your audience is to try to focus on the big picture moving forward. At the convention, we discussed a lot of great ideas and priorities, but many were reactionary, like banning Sharia law. I love the idea, getting to the point, so on and so forth. Root cause of the problem, which I'll get to in a moment, says thanks for all you do. No. Thank you for what you do. That's what I'm talking about. So, obviously, the snapshot, the picture of where we are now, is bleak. This is how we do get the Lindsey Grahams sitting in Congress, in the Senate. I get that. However, Jewish producer Chris brought up during the break, and he's correct about this. The next generation, my sons, they are hardcore. I know that you know young men like this because my son's friends are hardcore. Hardcore to the point they think the low GOP is mockworthy. I believe these young anti-communists, the ones coming next, I believe they will be the ones who get involved and turn the GOP into something that is actually anti-communist instead of what it is now, and that is communist light. However, I need to stress the reason I brought up this email. This only happens if you get involved. The people who are involved are the ones deciding the direction of both parties. The reason Democrats in just the last 20 years have gone from relatively normal to being to the left of Karl Marx is the people to the left of Karl Marx are the people who get involved. They're the ones who show up at this precinct stuff. They're the ones who vote in primaries. They're the ones working in the party. They are the ones. The ones who are involved are the ones deciding the direction of the Democrat Party. Now today, you have historically fairly moderate Chuck Schumer who feels like he has to govern like AOC because he's afraid of the communists at the base of his party. That happened because the communists at the base of his party are the ones who are involved. If you want a different anti-communist GOP who actually deports all the foreigners, who denaturalizes people, who stops bringing in scumbags from every dirtball country across the globe, who passes the SAVE Act, if you want that kind of GOP, it happens when you get involved. And it doesn't sound like it does. It sounds like a distance that's too far, right? Wait a minute. I have to show up at my local precinct committee meeting and get involved and get in a position of power, and that'll help me change the United States Senate? Yes! Those are the tendons. That's the muscles. That's the stuff that makes the party go. You getting involved is how we make these changes. Are you tired of not really having an America First Republican Party? Because let's be honest, we don't. I know it's very common for people to talk about it, and things are trending more in the right direction. Trump really deserves a lot of credit for getting that ball rolling. But even the Trump administration, if we're being honest, faltering on that, if we're being honest. But it can get better from here. There's a chance if we get involved, if you get involved, there's a chance that that ball that got rolling, Trump gets the ball rolling, we keep it rolling, and then keep it rolling, and soon that ball is moving quickly, And we actually have a true anti-communist Republican Party. And remember, I'm not asking you to make some personal investment that'll hopefully pay off 100 years from now. The Democrats went insane in 20 years. 20 years. If you think the GOP America First Party is already rolling, and I would argue that it is, we're already seeing things like negative net migration. Trump deserves credit for that. If the America First GOP, if that ball is already rolling, 10 years. Not asking you to dedicate your life to it. I know you have a job, kids, husband, wife, weekends. I understand that. Not asking for 40 hours a week. What if we got involved? What kind of GOP would we have in 10 years? I brought it up last week. The GOP congressmen who are retiring, they're our biggest losers, our biggest traitors, our biggest America last GOPers. They are already feeling the heat from you. We are, it looks like, I don't want to get ahead of myself, in the state of Texas, we are about to remove in a primary the man who was the whip in the Senate. The whip is a high-ranking, powerful Republican. John Cornyn is about to lose a primary because we are waking up and getting involved. Let's keep it rolling. And this may not, and probably will not, translate to the midterms. But whatever happens in the midterms, if we turn the GOP into something anti-communist, we can be in a better place instead of a worse place 10 years from now. Something to think about. We'll stop all this. We'll do a little Medal of Honor. Medal of Honor Monday is coming up. Before we do Medal of Honor Monday, let's get you that person you've been trying to hire. I know how nightmarish it is to find a decent person these days. I know. I got it. It's a nightmare. They don't show up for interviews. You reach out to someone. They don't even email you back. That's total pain in the rear end. ZipRecruiter takes the pain away. ZipRecruiter makes it fast, and they make it easy. It's the hiring site employers prefer the most. 4 out of 5 employers find somebody good the first day. Not only do they use matching technology to match you up with the best ones, they match you up with the most interested ones. What does that mean? How do they do that? Well, they find the ones who are most active, most recently. So you post a job, the guy who was on there this morning says, oh, I'm ready for an interview. I want to work. Sound like a plan? You want to try it free? ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.